In this bulletin, Max vaccination sites plan to boost the nation's COVID-19 vaccine rollout. UN chief raises alarm over what he calls a frightening report on climate change. And in sport, a Sydney Kings star is leaving the NBL to play in the NBA. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Concerns have been raised again that the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines are not being implemented quickly enough. So far, 1.59 million doses have been administered nationally, well short of the federal government's initial target. In Melbourne, three mass vaccination sites offering the AstraZeneca vaccine will be ready to open their doors on Wednesday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and state and territory leaders on Monday reached an in-principle deal to bring forward the vaccination of over 50s and prepare mass vaccination sites for the rest of the population. However, the plan to be outlined in detail on Thursday needs a greater supply of distribution vaccines. Members of Australia's veteran community are calling on the right voices to be heard during a royal commission into veteran suicide. The federal government has announced a royal commission into the suicides of veterans and serving Defence Force personnel after months of pressure from returned servicemen and women. The terms of reference will be set after a month of community consultation and will include transitioning into civilian life, deployment history, and the availability of health services. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is raising alarm over what he calls a frightening report on climate change, showing 2020 was one of the three hottest years on record. It was marked by bushfires, droughts, floods, melting glaciers, and rising sea levels. The UN chief has warned that the world is way off track in taking steps to avert the worst impacts of climate change.
2020 was 1.2 degrees Celsius hotter than pre-industrial time. We are getting dangerously close to the 1.5 degrees Celsius limit that was set by the scientific community. We are on the verge of the abyss. The 6 years since 2015 have been the hottest on record. In June, temperatures reached 38 degrees Celsius at Verkhoyansk in Russia, the highest recorded temperature anywhere north of the Arctic Circle.
The state of the Global Climate 2020 report shows the dangerous climate disruption was caused by human activities, human decisions, and human folly. Still overseas, and closing arguments have begun in the United States at the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin over the death of George Floyd. Derek Chauvin choked Mr. Floyd to death by pinning him to the footpath for 9 minutes and 29 seconds last May. The former policeman's actions at the time, according to prosecutors, were reckless, unreasonable, and warrant conviction not just for manslaughter, but also on two murder counts. Derek Chauvin's defense lawyer has told the jury that his client's actions followed the reasonable force guidelines by police officers when considering all the factors involved on the day of Mr. Floyd's death.
A reasonable officer will hear the words that the suspect is saying. I'm a good guy, I'm a good guy, I'm a good guy, I'm claustrophobic. And he's going to compare those words to the actions of the individual, right? Because this is part of the analysis. Because I can say I'm going to cooperate with you, I'm going to do whatever I want, but if my behavior is inconsistent with what I am saying, a reasonable officer takes that into consideration.
And in other news, NASA's Ingenuity helicopter has completed a flight on Mars. It's become the first man-made craft to take to the sky on another planet, with the flight taking 39.1 seconds. The tiny helicopter, which weighs 1.8 kilograms and is powered by four lithium batteries, took off on Monday and flew about 3 meters into the air, briefly hovered in place for 30 seconds, and then returned to the surface of Mars. In the basketball, for the second straight year, a Sydney Kings star is leaving the NBL to play in the NBA. Didi Luzada has been granted permission to travel to the US as he prepares to join the New Orleans Pelicans. The Brazilian guard was drafted with a 35th pick in the 2019 NBA draft by the Atlanta Hawks before his rights were traded to the Pelicans, and he subsequently signed with the NBL's Next Stars program. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the the country at the moment. It's mostly sunny in Perth, where it's 25 degrees. A couple of showers in Adelaide, where it's 19. 18 degrees for you in Melbourne. Similar conditions. Much the same for Hobart, 15. In Canberra, a shower or two as well, 19. It's mostly sunny in Wollongong, 23 degrees. Fine weather in Sydney, where it's 26. It's also sunny in Newcastle, 25 degrees. Fine weather continuing in Brisbane, 27. A couple of showers in Cairns, 28 for you, and sunny for you in Darwin, where it's 34 degrees today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget to check out our podcast, SBS News in Depth, for special features and analysis of the day in news.